1-1.
With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. I say that every week, but this week, really, we have such a fantastic lineup of guests. A live show. You could call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. We have some HR, actually hiring tips for you. We have Mr. Floor himself. Mr. Floor himself is here in studio. And we have Nellie Rowland from A Safe Haven talking about her work to end homelessness. And I'll be sharing tips at the end of the program on customer service. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And as always, you can get on my website, shalomklein.com, to download podcasts from Get Down to Business to make sure you don't miss a minute of it, even while you're traveling and on vacation. So first up on the program, I have Igor from Mr. Floor. Mr. Floor himself, family business and a business that has, handled literally hundreds of flooring projects for commercial and residential projects alike. Igor, welcome back to Get Down to Business.
Thank you so much, Shalom. It's great to be back with you.
Absolutely. So your list of flooring clients is extensive, but perhaps one of the most prominent is the Chicago Bulls. In fact, many of our listeners that visit at the United Center has probably seen your logo. And now they could put a voice to the logo, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyone that's gone to a Chicago Bulls home game recently, when I say recently, in the last 4 years that we've been associated with the Chicago Bulls, has probably seen the staff wearing the Mr. Floor logoed T-shirts at the United Center. And we're there to make sure that the court is ready for action at all times. We're wiping it. We're cleaning it. We're making sure that the Bulls are given every opportunity to win. And we want to help in any way we can.
And in full disclosure, Igor's family actually joined us here at the studio. And I've asked if Igor dresses in Benny the Bull pajamas. And they have assured me that that is not the case. So he's truly a Mr. Floor. And the Chicago Bulls is just where he likes to spend his time and cheer on the teams at the United Center. But you have other clients as well, and you've handled flooring projects for homes all over the Chicagoland area?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're based in Skokie, and our range generally is about 75 miles from our home base in Skokie. So we go up to southern Wisconsin and to eastern Indiana and down into virtually southern Illinois. So we have clients really that run the gamut of residential and commercial projects. We do very high-end homes. We do for example, floor refinishing in the local area. So, you know, anything that one might need for, any sort of floor repair, floor refinishing, floor installations, consultations, anything along those lines is really up our alley.
So when you say that you're based in Skokie, is there a showroom that people can see some of your products?
There is. So we're based at 3828 West Oakton Street in Skokie. We've been there for almost 30 years. This is our 30th year in business now. So we have a beautiful showroom. We have many different products on display, lots of different species of flooring. We have cabinetry on display as part of our kitchen and bath department. It's really more of an idea center, Shalom. We want to welcome people there and really just sort of, you know, pick different products and different elements that might work for them. We do a lot of consulting. We don't expect people just to walk in and say, well, you know, I like this or I like that. I mean, they may like an element from here and from over there, but we'll we're the ones that kind of help put everything together.
When a lot of people buy houses, they have an idea in mind of what they want the house to look like, but often people are disappointed because maybe one piece of the house is the way they want it to be. Maybe it's the shape, but maybe the flooring isn't quite what they dreamed about, what they imagined. Maybe it's actually their wife that actually that is not sort of feeling the floor. So I know that there's a lot that goes into the selection process. Can you give us the quick sort of wood floor buying 101? And I know it's not just wood flooring. I know there's a lot of types of floors, but tell us sort of the thought process and the idea process, the dreaming process, if you will, that goes on.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. So a typical consumer would walk in or potentially call in and say, look, I'm looking for a wood floor. I mean, it's a very generic statement. They themselves don't quite know exactly where to start. So we start with asking a series of questions. You know, maybe it's a color, maybe it's a texture, maybe it's a particular look. You know, there's lots of different species that we work with on a regular basis that can offer different looks. For example, if a client is looking for more of a traditional type decor, they're not going to want to look at flooring that might be very clean and sleek. They may be looking for texture and grain structure and grain patterns. And so we have species that will allow that process and pattern to come to fruition. In other cases, if we're working for a client that has a very contemporary type decor style, we have products, for example, like maple, which is very, very clean and sleek, Brazilian cherry, which also is very clean and sleek, maybe some walnut. So those are species that we will use to kind of enhance that type of decor. So it really, it starts as a very simple conversation, but then we get very, very in-depth with every client that we work with in trying to understand what their needs and requirements and desires are. And then we have in our sort of wheelhouse all these different products and species to work with to make that happen.
And you mentioned something very, very important that you actually ask a lot of the questions, understanding that your customers may not know what they are looking for, and that's really important. And I've seen your showroom, and I've seen the variety of options that are available. What many of our listeners may not know, they may have seen Mr. Floor, they may have seen the cool outfits at the United Center at the Bulls games. But there are some great cleaning products that are available also. And you actually have a great website with a lot of information listed. And, of course, we'll make sure to remind our listeners of the ways that people can actually shop online and find out a little bit more about the work. But tell us a little bit about some of the other products that you offer as well.
Yeah, so we would encourage all your listeners, Shalom, to go to MrFloor.com. So that's www.mrfloor.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, we have a tab called Store. And if you were to click on that tab, what you'll, in essence, be able to see are all of the different care products that we have developed ourselves over our many, many years in business. And all these products are designed to specifically clean each intended surface. So, for example, we have a wood floor cleaner. We have a tile and grout cleaner, countertop cleaner, and natural stone cleaner, and a newly released wood cabinetry cleaner. These are all very, very specific. And so because we handle and we treat all of those surfaces, we want to make sure that we have cleaning products to be able to have our clients use on a regular basis to protect their investment. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of incorrect cleaning products out there. So it seems like a very small, maybe insignificant piece of the overall maybe restoration project or installation project, whatever the case might be. But the requirement is to maintain it correctly. It's kind of like changing the oil in your car, making sure that your car is at peak condition. So at MrFloor.com, we discuss all of those cleaning products. As I said, we develop them. We manufacture them. We're intimately involved in all aspects of it. We want to make sure that we protect the investment.
Well, here on Get Down to Business, we love to feature and profile entrepreneurs and successful business owners and folks that have a story, and Igor and the team at Mr. Floor have a story. As you mentioned, you have a history. You have not just been doing this just for the past few days, weeks, or months. You've been in business for a while, and as you mentioned, a showroom in Skokie. How long has Mr. Floor been around?
So, as I mentioned earlier, we're on our 30th year.
Amazing.
The business was opened by my dad in 1987. I have been actively running and managing the business since 1993. So we're technically a second-generation business. We're extremely proud of it. We have grown tremendously over the years, and the relationship with the Bulls and the relationship with many of our even just residential clients and the word-of-mouth referrals has been really the driving force for all of our growth over the years. So we want to thank everyone for their support, but 30 years is a significant milestone,
That's a huge milestone, and once again, you have some very prominent relationships like the Chicago Bulls. You've handled many interesting clients, universities, and many interesting residential clients, but you handle all types of businesses and houses, and you have a great story to tell. So once again, a lot more information available on your website, I believe, Igor. So if you don't mind sharing that one more time for our listeners.
Sure. So the website is www.mrfloor.com. That's mrfloor.com. Or simply call us at 847-674-7500. If it's easier for you, just send a quick email. It's info@mrfloor.com. So, or certainly come by and see us.
That's right. Right there in Skokie. So mrfloor.com, a lot of information about the floor buying process. And they ask a lot of the questions for you. Coming up, we have Linda Nichols, who is going to be talking to us a little bit about hiring professional talent. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. You won't want to miss my conversation with Linda coming up right after the break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm George Cotsarillos, taking a look at your traffic. No problems reported on the Edens right now. If you're traveling on the Kennedy inbound, O'Hare to downtown, take it to 26 from Montrose is 14. On the outbound side, 12 to Montrose, half an hour out to the airport. Express lanes are open. They're sitting at 9. On the Eisenhower, headed in Thorndale to the Circle 30 for Mannheim 17. Hopbound back to Mannheim 18 out to Thorndale 31. Stevenson looking good in either direction. If you're on the Dan Ryan and the express lanes, you might want to avoid those. Completely jammed up right now between the Chicago Skyway to pass 59th. All because of a crash. Three left lanes are blocked off. On the outbound side of the Dan Ryan, no problems. I-57, Bishop Ford looking good. Same thing with the tollways and roads in and out of Indiana. AM560 weather. Right now it's 47 degrees, cloudy skies. Our next update will be in 15 minutes on AM560, The Answer.
Senate Bill 3267 would introduce electronic driver tracking and charge you per mile that you drive.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
They're so desperate for money. What's next? Are they going to tax the air we breathe?
This is government at its best, taking blood from your left arm to infuse it into your right arm and spilling half of it on the ground.
We are really broke.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-992-3236. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-992-3236. That's 1-800-992-3236. 1-800-992-3236. 972-992-3236.
Back on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. And as promised, here in studio with Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions. And they are creating services providing the best of both worlds, expert search and recruiting techniques with the non-competitive nature of internal recruiting. It's an honor to have you here in studio, Linda. I've been looking forward to this conversation, and I know our listeners are as well. Linda, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Shalom. Thanks for having me today. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So, Linda, IMC Solutions, how long have you been around?
25 years.
25 years. And I know you've been in this industry, and this is not just a job for you, but I know you put your heart and soul into it. And I know you have a lot of tips for our listeners. But how did you get into the world of recruiting and into this galaxy of HR, if you want to call it that?
Well, that's a great question. I'm one of the few people who I know chose this profession. I think it really was born out of my love for people, my love for being creative, for matchmaking, and for helping people move along in their careers and helping to serve businesses.
And you just heard from Igor, from Mr. Floor. I understand that you were an interior designer before, decorator before, before getting into this world of recruiting.
I was. I wasn't happy, but I've been happy for 25 years as a recruiter.
Ever since.
That's right.
So you've learned to be an expert recruiter. And for our listeners that may not be familiar with the term, what does a recruiter do that they can't do themselves?
That's a great question. Recruiters know how to dissect a job description or job requirement. They know how to dissect resumes, skills, and talents that an individual may have, and they know how to match them together. Now, in this current market with the internet, searching for candidates is very, very complex. We can reach more people than we could many years ago. That's the great thing. Sifting through more is the more time-consuming. So to be a successful recruiter, you really have to know how to zero in on what's absolutely essential to the client in their job description and know how to find those skills in candidates.
So on many levels, you are a matchmaker, connecting the worlds between resumes and job descriptions. But you also know how to track and cultivate talent, because I'm sure you see a lot of names. You've probably seen more resumes than anybody that I know.
Yes.
And you know what looks good and what looks bad, but you're looking for the good ones.
Absolutely.
Interesting. So do you have this particular niche that you focus on?
Yes. We have two strong verticals, placing human resource and recruiting professionals and placing sales professionals. However, over the years, we have placed people in virtually every professional level, IT, engineering, accounting, finance, operations, anything that is considered at the professional level. We don't do medical. We don't do industrial staffing.
So you know what you're good at. You know what what areas. I'm sure you can refer to another another group, another recruiter, which is great. And of course, before the end of the segment, we'll make sure that our listeners can get a hold of you. And Linda, we'll be having you back on to continue the conversation, because I have a hunch we won't be able to squeeze it all in as much as I would like. But what tips do you have for employers when they are searching for a new hire?
Well, the number one criteria is to really know what you're looking for. Have a good job description. Know what your talent gaps are so that you can explain those to a recruiter.
Talent gaps, meaning within the organization, where are you looking to bring in somebody new?
Right. Well, and really know what skills that you're really missing right now. If you don't have a solid job description, you can't set anybody on the path to go find that talent. So you have to have that squared away in your mind. Then you have to decide, what are the skills that I absolutely have to have, and where can I flex? If you have 10 requirements and they're all must-haves, you might not find that all-in-one human being.
That might be the dream candidate, but that dream might not exist in the real world.
That is
so that's really important. And, you know, people talk a lot about unemployment, and people talk about how there are no jobs. You and I both know that there are jobs that are out there that are sitting for so long waiting to be filled. And as much as job seekers need to sell potential employers on their skill sets, often companies need to sell on who they are. So tell us a little, maybe some of the secret tips, maybe not so secret after this, after our conversation, but secret tips for how a company can best sell their culture and their experience at their organization.
Well, in the current market, there actually is quite a war for talent on for specific types of positions, IT, engineering, sales. Those are all hot candidates. If you are not going to try to convince a candidate why they should come to work for your company, they'll go and take the offer from a company who has done that. So you can't just sit there and grill a candidate. You've got to woo them.
And you've mentioned that the information is flowing more quickly than it ever has, likely, in your 25 years in the world of recruiting, with LinkedIn and with so many other tools like Indeed. There's resumes flying everywhere, and you have to assume, I guess, companies have to assume that the person that they're talking to probably is talking to five other companies as well.
Absolutely. Even passive candidates are very selectively out there looking, and they will contact you if they're interested in what you have to say and how your company presents itself. And if they're not, you won't be able to reach them.
We're chatting with Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions. Linda, it sounds like being a recruiter keeps you on your toes because you need to constantly be on the lookout for good people, but also help companies. And as you said, I like this. You're sort of the connector between the worlds of resumes and job descriptions, which is something I've said on this program now for the past 2 years. And it's great to hear your advice and hear that you're actually doing that every single day. But everybody talks about the interviewing process. What tips do you have for employers to improve the interviewing process so they don't scare people away?
Well, first, they have to have their interviewing team in place, and those people have to be committed to dedicating the time that it takes to interview candidates. It is time-consuming. We understand it. But if interviews get delayed and candidates get delayed and the process goes on for days or even weeks, you may lose them.
So it's not like you see sometimes on TV or in the movies where you see the big, what's his name from The Simpsons, Mr. Burns sitting back on a desk smoking a cigar and bossing his people around. It's a competitive marketplace, especially, as you mentioned, in certain industries. It's an interviewing process can't just be, hey, you're hired, you're fired. Mr. Trump likes to use the words, you're fired. These days, it's constantly the hunt for talent.
Absolutely, the hunt for talent, and move quickly.
So tell us a little bit about how you suggest an employer communicating or providing feedback with a recruiter. How should that relationship exist?
It has to be an even flow of communication, questioning, probing, listening, providing feedback. If I'm sending you a resume, I need to know, do you like this person? Do you want to interview this person? When you've interviewed the person, I need feedback. I need to know whether you were thumbs up, thumbs down, and why. Because if I don't know why, I can't refine our methods of searching and produce better candidates. So all recruiters want to communicate with their client, whether it's pro or con. When we're all on the same page, we achieve a successful hire for you.
You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm talking with Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions, providing some great tips for employers on how to work best with a recruiter, how to hire more efficiently. And as many of our listeners know, I'm commonly referred to as Mr. Networker, not to be confused with Mr. Floor, who you heard on earlier in the program. But I talk to a lot of employers and a lot of job seekers, and I agree communication is key. I hear from job seekers occasionally, they reach out to me and they're looking for employment, and I may have made that connection for them. They never tell me about it. And that's not fair to me. I want to help you. I want to make sure that it's working. And I talk to employers that say, I need this and this dream person yesterday. And I do my best at trying to create the connection. And it may have worked exceptionally well, but they don't tell me, so I don't know how I can help again in the future. So it's a tough world. Linda, we're slowly running out of time, but I'm curious, really quickly, do you think that the world of recruiting has changed much over the past 25 years?
Completely.
But the foundation, has it stayed the same?
The foundation is the same. The methods of communicating and reaching candidates is completely different. Email, voicemail, texting, social media, it's all changed the game from the day when you could pick up the phone and talk to somebody.
As I said, Linda, it sounds like being a recruiter has you on your toes.
Absolutely.
I want to encourage our listeners to get a hold of you, and it sounds like they could reach you one of so many different ways. But let's start with your website so people can learn more. How can people find you online?
Sure. Our website is www.imcsolutions.com.
And how can people give you a call?
Give me a call. I love talking to people. 630-637-6200.
Fantastic. IMC Solutions, a great resource for hiring. In the future, we'll talk a little bit about the about your tips for folks in transition, which I know you have a lot to say on that as well. You'll be hearing Linda Nichols back on Get Down to Business real soon. You're listening to the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial.
The battle for the Republican nomination is racing towards the convention this summer in Cleveland.
Nobody is going to have enough delegates. We are going to go to a convention. It's going to be open.
Can Trump be stopped?
The only campaign that has beaten Donald Trump and the only campaign that can beat Donald Trump is this campaign.
Will there be a third party run?
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud.
What happens next?
We should make it pretty easily based on what I'm seeing.
Happens here.
So we won't have to worry about fighting at a convention.
This is AM 560. The answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Bernie Sanders held a news conference in the nation's capital today where he urged Democratic superdelegates to switch their allegiance to him.
I'm not making any predictions, nothing guaranteed here. But I think some of those superdelegates who announced for Clinton even before I got into the race will say, you know what? Bernie has the better chance of defeating Trump, and that is what is most important.
Hillary Clinton campaigning in Indianapolis earlier today, she talked about income inequality.
One of the reasons you have a diminished standard of living and a lowering of middle class lifestyles is because of the assaults on the labor movement.
Clinton about to address an NAACP convention in Detroit. Cleanup underway in D.C. where a freight train derailed earlier today. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm George Cotsarillo's taking a look at your traffic. Still no problems in the Edens right now. If you're on the Kennedy inbound O'Hare to downtown, sitting at 25 for Montrose 13. Outbound side, still 12 to Montrose, half an hour out to the airport. Eisenhower inbound Thorndale to the Circle 30 for Mannheim 17. Outbound back to Mannheim 18, out to Thorndale 31. Stevenson inbound looking good on the outbound side. A little slow between Pulaski and Cicerone, not too bad. Dan Ryan Express Lanes inbound still having trouble between the Chicago Skyway to pass 59th, all because of a crash. Three left lanes are blocked off. I-57, Bishop Ford fine. Same thing with Lakeshore Drive and the Elgin O'Hare Expressway. Out of the tollways, Tri-State, Jane Addams, Reagan Memorial, Veterans Memorial clear, so is Route 53 and I-80. 8094, the Chicago Skyway, Indiana Tollroad, and I-65 look good. AM 560 weather right now, it's 48 degrees. Some cloudy, overcast skies. Our next update will be in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. R.B. Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.